It's Pop Culture Kaboom's radio show!
Hello, everyone listening around the world. This is Pop Culture Kaboom's radio show. I am your not-so-humble host of all things Pop Culture Kaboom, Jimmy Jones. Co-host extraordinaire Rob Nault is behind the big board and doing things
Hello.
For Instagram. So anyway, tonight we have a huge show for you. Not only will we try to have for you the latest news and information from the past week and a sneak peek at releases coming out from the seven pillars of pop culture entertainment, Pop Culture Kaboom's radio show is your place on the radio dial to talk about your favorite fandoms. This evening, our guest is returning special guest award-winning producer and director of six feature-length films, Russell Emmanuel. You know what? It's been like at least a good 5 years since he's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Okay.
That's how long ago he's been on the show. We'll be talking with Russell Emmanuel about his recently released full-length feature film, the sci-fi horror comedy Staycation. It is the middle child of his trilogy that started with the short Routine, and the recent announcement of the upcoming Staycation 2, which will be the sequel, obviously, to Staycation. We'll be talking with Russell Emmanuel about movie making. The long road to Staycation's completion took him 4 years. Four very long and grueling. COVID didn't help, but four very long and grueling years to get that movie made. And so, yay, it's finally done. And his other completed films, upcoming future projects, and navigating the film festival world. If you are into the film entertainment industry or interested in the behind-the-scenes activities of the film entertainment industry, you will want to be a part of this conversation. Again, it will be a live interview, so you can call and talk with him, or you can talk with me, or you can talk with Rob. Participate in anything going on. Add your thoughts, your comments to everything discussed, or just talk about what interests you in pop culture entertainment. And if you have been a long-time listener of the Pop Culture Kaboom's radio show, way back a long, long time ago, a gentleman was on the show. He had just released a found footage film called Occupants. And to this day, I am still very firmly believe that it is probably the best found footage film I have ever seen. So if you can, go and check out Occupants by Mr. Russell Emmanuel. A long time no talk to, sir. How have you been?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. So Occupants, back in, 5 years ago at least, right?
When was Occupants? It was quite a while ago, but yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and I think we met up, right before the pandemic, right?
A long time ago. You hadn't started Staycation yet. You were just finishing up Assassin's Apprentice.
Assassin's Apprentice, yeah.
Yeah, and you were just getting started with Whisper. And you were going to be doing a Assassin's Apprentice 2, and you were going to be going overseas, so you wouldn't be able to. And that's why I didn't interview you then for Whispers, because you were going to be out of contact because you were actually filming on location, someplace exotic or something like that. So
yeah, it was the Canary Islands.
See,
and that was like a month or 2 months before COVID struck. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was good timing because we could not have left the country once COVID,
Yeah.
But would you have wanted to leave the Canary Islands is a question.
No, but, here's a little anecdote. I think right when COVID started, one of the first flare-ups of COVID was on one of the Canary Islands.
Ooh.
So right. I was talking to my producer, Paul Hickman. I'm going, aren't we glad we left before COVID started?
Dang. Well, lucky for you guys. Also on the phone with us, I believe it's Bill Victor Arcuna or Khan?
Arkin,
I'm sorry, sir. You are the executive producer on the latest film from Mr. Russell Emmanuel, Staycation, correct?
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Hey, Russ. Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I wasn't expecting, it kind of threw me, he called us, right when Rob was about to call you, and it threw us completely off. He's like, oh, I didn't know you were going to be on. I'm like, I didn't either.
That's funny. Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. The more the merrier.
Yeah, I just had no prep, which is okay. You're from the San Francisco Bay Area. You've been working in Hollywood with 179 wins and 58 nominations and 32 additional awards to your name. So congratulations, sir. Russell, how did you and Bill connect to come and start filming for Staycation?
Well, I think Bill... He was an executive producer on my previous feature film. Am I correct, Bill? Whisper?
Yeah, I actually met you and worked with you as an actor on The Assassin's Apprentice 2.
Oh, cool.
So that was the first time. That was the first time we met, was Assassin's Apprentice 2, not Whisper.
I think Whisper is right after that for me.
Wow. You see, my it's like so many memories now. It's all like jumbled up in my head.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one we met, but we definitely met on those two films. And Bill's been wonderful. And Bill, if you remember, I approached you. We did a little film called Routine. Remember that?
I absolutely remember.
Routine. Yeah, Routine we did during COVID. And Routine was kind of like a camera test, if you will. I bought a new camera, Panasonic Lumix mirrorless 6K resolution camera.
Oh, wow.
For the specific purpose of making feature films. And this is a Netflix approved camera.
Oh, cool.
And I said, Bill, I would like to do this thing called Routine. Again, we filmed during COVID. So, you know, that was the time when everything was shut down. The Screen Actors Guild, you know, film production and whatnot. So it was myself, my late filmmaking partner, Emil Harris, who needs a very big shout out because, you know, I would not be here without, you know, his work. But Emil Harris and I, we decided to do this film called Routine with an actress named Paige Laurie Pussell, who was not Screen Actors Guild. So she was able to do it. And we filmed at my condo. And because we couldn't film outside, I got a DC Marvel Comics artist named Dave Beatty to draw the third act.
Cool. Interesting.
And yeah, then I showed it to, I said, Bill, you want to be part of this? So he became a character named Rob Peterson. And if you remember, Jimmy, in my films, I have a Peterson pretty much in every one of my films. So he was basically the running gag. The Peterson name continued, basically, as Rob Peterson, who's a radio jockey.
Hey!
And, you know, exactly. Yay! Good. Go radio jockey. So Paige's character, Cassie, is listening to him. And she basically is stuck in her apartment. She can't go out because a pandemic is raging. And hint, hint, does that sound familiar? It should, right? And again, this was during a time when nobody can, you know, basically leave, you know, your premises,
mm-hmm.
you know, when COVID, it isn't for the vaccines or any of that. So, but this is with a horror twist. So, you know, basically she ends up fighting zombies. And
Because there wouldn't be a pandemic movie without zombies.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, again, it's a virus, and just like a COVID, you get flu-like symptoms, and you know it takes like 2 weeks. But in this case, you turn into a zombie after 2 weeks. So, because of Routine, my late filmmaking partner Emil Harris and I, we said, okay, we would like to expand this into a feature. And the feature turned into Staycation. And that's when I approached Bill and others. And I'm like, would you be interested in being part of this if I expand this to a feature? So that's how Staycation came about.
Interesting. So, Bill, when Russell approached you about doing a Routine, and which eventually became Staycation, are you playing the same character throughout both of those films?
Oh, I am, and actually, I'm very grateful that Russ casted me in the iconic role of Rob Peterson, because it's just so iconic in all his films, and I was just starting out my film career in 2019. So it was really cool that he actually picked me to be this iconic role.
Nice.
And this little film, Lucy, totally took off in the film festival, the winning awards, and it kind of helped jumpstart my career. And it led to a deeper partnership with Russ, with the Staycation, and actually bringing my character, Rod Peterson, to life. So they finally get to see Rod Peterson on the screen, and it's kind of cool.
So I know.
Yeah, and Mrs. Peterson also, right?
Mrs. Peterson.
Your wife, Lynn. Shout out to her.
So just out of curiosity, here's something funny that I always noticed about Russell's movies, at least the movie posters. You have to actually look at the movie poster like the first week it first comes out, because after that it goes to the film festival circuit and you can no longer see the actual poster anymore because there are so many awards on the poster that you can't even tell what the poster is about anymore.
Sorry.
I won't be sorry.
I think it's awesome. I think Russ gave me the opportunity to give him feedback on the first poster for Routine. Right, Russ?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You gave me the idea of the feet for the Routine poster, so thank you for that.
Yeah, which you can't even really make out anymore because there's so many awards on it that you can't even see the poster hardly anymore. But that's kind of a thing with all of your films is that they go into the film festival circuit, and all of a sudden you're just being peppered with all of these awards from all over the place. I mean, and that's actually how I initially met you, was at the Corallaria International Film Festival that's here in Reno.
That's right. That's right. For Collar, I remember, my film Collar.
Yeah. So how long ago was that? Because it was shortly after that you were on the radio show. So
it was maybe 8 years ago. I don't know.
See,
it's been a while.
Long time waiting for you to get back on the show. So, but you know,
thank you.
No problem. So, but 4 years in the making to get Staycation completed, and you have a world premiere coming up at New York City, at the 21st annual Big Apple Film Festival.
It did screen there last year, and actually, Bill Victor was at another festival in Las Vegas called Shockfest, a premier horror festival. And Bill, you want to take it away? You were there. What happened?
Oh my gosh. I mean, waiting 4 years to see Staycation on the big screen, it was totally worth the wait at Shockfest. It's a big horror film festival, and watching it on the AMC theater, it was like, oh my God, it was near perfect, Russ. You know, with all the characters,
I appreciate it.
All
Thank
the
you.
Actors, and from start to finish, the music, it was so well together. Everyone was really proud of the work that you put, and it turned out really well. Emil also did a phenomenal job.
Somebody talking through a droid, because we get a lot of feedback and weird beeping going on.
Is that me?
I don't know. Is everybody just on a regular cell phone?
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Peterson should know about this. Modern day technology doesn't play well with radio stations for some reason. It's just very bizarre. But I don't want to miss anything that you guys are saying. So I just was wondering how everybody was communicating tonight. That's all. So I apologize for interrupting.
No. I was so grateful to Bill and, you know, our other executive producers who actually showed up to the event, Ed Maurer and Eric Kask. And I was very, very grateful that we actually won there, and that Bill and Ed and Eric were there to accept the award. You know, I was just really happy for Bill.
Mm-hmm. And we won Best Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's... So just a little anecdote. When you make a film, you have to do what's called quality control. And this is a 94-minute film, right? So I had to watch it over and over and over and over again. I don't know how many times, just to make sure that, you know, I caught little errors, you know, here and there. And it could be one little frame. But there were moments in the film I just kept laughing out loud because it was so funny. You know, every single time I watched it, I just kept laughing. And I think I told Bill, I told my other friends like Janine, and, you know, I'm like, it's just hilarious. You know, it's really funny. And I was like commenting how I just hope other people find it funny like I do, mm-hmm. you know. And luckily, I guess Shockfest did because we won Best Comedy. So I was very happy about that.
That is very impressive.
It was the funniest horror film I've ever seen.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, right. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. There are a lot of cats in the film.
Okay.
Okay. See, when I think of horror
cats.
When I think of really good horror comedy, the first things that come to my mind are Dead Alive, the Peter Jackson one, and also Evil Dead, which was mm-hmm. Sam Raimi.
Right.
And, oh boy, there was just one more that pops into my head.
Gremlins?
No.
I think Gremlins is funny.
Gremlins. I love Gremlins.
No, there was one other one. Gosh, I can't remember. Bad Taste. So those are what,
gotcha.
Those are the first thing that when someone says good horror comedy that pop into my head. Am I far off with Staycation? Because I know that in a statement from you, you kind of took your inspiration from the A Story interspersed with comedic and satiric commercials mm-hmm. was basically the concept for RoboCop. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Which the SUX 2000 is always a classic car commercial. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, the story of Staycation can be kind of depressing, just like RoboCop, right? I mean, RoboCop is about a cop who basically lost everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very depressing story. So, you know, what Paul Verhoeven did in that film is he interspersed it with these really zany and, you know, ridiculous commercials.
Yeah.
That kind of like, I think, peppered the mood, you know, made it, you know, like a little comic relief. To make the film more watchable. Otherwise, it's just too depressing. So that's where I took that inspiration, you know. And throughout Staycation, you would have, like, these clown vitamin commercials or, I don't know, you know, other people, like, commenting how, you know, like, people like to hug a wanderer, like, pamphlets. And, you know, it's just kind of ridiculous, you know. And you gotta laugh. And that's where I guess the comedy comes out. Okay. In this film, because the A story, you know, people turn into zombies, you know, and there's really no way back to becoming human. So it's kind of depressing.
And there's nothing funny about zombies. Yeah, there is.
yeah, exactly. Right.
If you'd like to go and check out everything that Russell Emmanuel is doing, you can visit his website. It is russem.com, and you can check out everything that has to do with his career, all of his movies, Staycation, Whisper, his whole filmography is on there, and you got two upcoming films, but first, Staycation, when will that be available for public consumption? Is it going to be on a streaming service or a DVD anytime soon?
It'll be during the summer. What I'm trying to do is target these high-tiered festivals mm-hmm. and hopefully win accolades like we won at Shockfest. So actually, we have three big screenings coming up. One is this Saturday, you know, December 14th. And on December 14th at 7:30 p.m., we're going to be screening at the Culver City Film Festival at the downtown Los Angeles Regal Live. So again, it'll be on the big screen.
Awesome.
And then we're also screening at the Chandler International Film Festival in late January, early February, and Idlewild Film Festival in March. So that's what I'm trying to do now, just build up the accolades.
Okay. So
to make the film more palatable.
Does that mean you're going to be making another trip up here to Reno for the Cordillera International Film Festival?
Maybe. Would love to. I mean, I love that festival, so we'll see, you know. We'll see how it's received.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got mm-hmm. two films on the slate right now as an upcoming, Staycation 2 and The Dollhouse. So yeah. sequel to Staycation. So it'll be, will it be the completion of the trilogy or is it just a continuation? Will there be a Staycation 3 or 4 or so on?
Let's put it this way. You know, the sky's the limit. I did write Staycation 2 based on a premise that my late filmmaking partner, Emil Harris, had started before he passed away last year. And I extrapolated on that. And characters like Bill Victor's does return. Rob Peterson. I mean, the Peterson has to return because, again, since Girl with Gun, which I did back 20 years ago, I had a Peterson in every single one of my films. So got to have a Peterson. But yeah, so it's a 93-page script, and Bill has read it, you know, and what the plan is, again, I'm focused on Staycation 1, you know, getting it out there, but I would love to go into production next year. Now, The Dollhouse is another project, you know, and the only thing I could say about that is imagine being trapped inside a dollhouse. And you meet somebody, and it turns out that somebody is from a different time period, but you don't know that until, you know, sometime in the story. So it's kind of, and they cannot, you can only interact in that dollhouse.
So it's kind of got a ghost story-ish type vibe, huh?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like a love story, but it's kind of like a bitter, sweet love story because you could only meet in that dollhouse.
Well, you know who has to be a part of this
one? In real life, because in real life, you're separated by 100 years.
Well, it's kind of like the mailbox.
Yeah. Well, you know who has to be a part of that one for sure.
And maybe it's like Romeo and Juliet in a sense. You know, you could say that, you know, that could be part inspiration. But again, my late filmmaking partner did start that project also. But right now, Staycation 2 is definitely on my immediate horizon. And you mentioned the Assassin's Apprentice films.
Yes.
Well, we would love to do a part 3, and we have ideas for a part 3. We already did part 1, and then part 2, again, you mentioned the Canary Islands, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to do a part 3 to finish trilogy, if you will. And right now I'm talking to the producer-writer of that, Paul Hickman, about doing that.
And this time it's going to be in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah. You know, the joke was, I thought the Canary Islands was the Cayman Islands.
Oh, really?
And that's very tropical. But you go to the Canary Islands, it's a desert.
Ooh.
It's off the coast of North Africa. Oof. And it's kind of like the Hawaii of Spain, basically. But the waters are freezing.
So, Bill,
nothing like the Cayman Islands.
Bill, are you going to be pushing to have the Rob Peterson character in the Apprentice 3, Assassin's Apprentice 3?
I'm voting for Hawaii and Rob Peterson being everywhere.
I vote for Hawaii also.
So there you go. So it'll be filmed in Hawaii. Rob Peterson is going to be the main character for Assassin's Apprentice 3. He's going to be taking up the mantle, right?
Well, actually, I'm hoping that my character in The Assassin's Apprentice 2 comes out of retirement.
Oh.
Because I'm a retired assassin in Assassin's Apprentice 2. So I'm hoping I come out of retirement.
Well, you know, assassins take on assumed names all the time, so you can rename the character Rob Peterson.
There you go.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Maybe it's the same person. I don't know.
He might check into a hotel, you know, and say, name for the hotel is Rob Peterson. Assumed a name, Darren.
I can be a double agent.
Yeah. Who does a radio show? Why not?
Exactly.
I'm just trying to have a little fun with it. But you know what? Getting close to the end here. I got about 3.5 minutes left until we have to take a hard break. So Staycation, you got 3 premieres coming up. Culver City Film Festival, and the other two were the New York, correct?
No, the New York one already happened. Okay. The Big Apple Film Festival.
You need to update your Facebook.
Chandler and Idlewild. So Chandler's in Arizona, and mm-hmm. Idlewild is actually close to where I live in, you know, Huntington Beach. So it's maybe like less than an hour away from where I live in the mountains.
At least
very
you don't
beautiful,
have to,
very idyllic and scenic.
At least you don't have to worry about the snow. So that's always a good thing.
Right.
Especially this time of year.
Actually, you know what? It snows up there.
Really?
Because I was a couple of years ago, and I remember building a mini little snowman. And when I say mini, I mean the size of, I don't know, my thumb. But there was some leftover snow I was able to work with. It was kind of cool.
Oh, well, lucky you. Last year, I swear, when I was doing, I had to shovel my driveway, and it looked like I was building the wall from Game of Thrones because it was up by my, up to my shoulders. So,
oh, yeah. That's so cool.
No, it's not.
It's so cool. I want that snow.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Trust me, you don't. It's cold. It's miserable. I'd rather be where you are than here. So, especially when it starts, that snow starts coming down. But, don't have to worry about that in the Canary Islands, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, the Canary Islands, it does get cold. The water was very, very cold. But yeah, it's, I don't think it snows there. But you know what? Here's a little trivia. I know the show is almost over, but, the palm trees that we see, like in Florida and in California, they're from the Canary Islands.
Oh,
interesting.
They're literally, that's where they're from. So, you know, and I think it's called like Las Palmas or something, you know, like one of the islands. So, yeah.
So, real quick for Bill. So after, now the staycation's done, Russell's working on Staycation 2 and he'll be working on The Dollhouse. But what do you have coming up? I mean, you're an award-winning independent filmmaker and producer and actor yourself. So do you have anything else coming up in the near future as well?
I just actually finished, two films. Actually, one of them is called Arena Wars and it's actually showing at Paramount Plus and Showtime, streaming. And I just finished filming Alien Horde, which is a sci-fi horror film, which was fantastic.
Cool. Nice. So Arena Wars and Alien
Horde.
There's a beep that keeps like cutting you off. What was that?
Somebody trying to call in?
Not to us, because we got both our phone lines tied up. It automatically goes to a voicemail. So it doesn't bleed through on the air. So it's not from our end.
Okay.
But it is bizarre, isn't it? So one more time, the second film was
Alien Hordes.
Alien Hordes, and is that available for public consumption?
The trailer just got released. The teaser trailer. We hope we should be done within less than a year.
Okay. So two Alien Arena Wars and Alien Horde. So if you want to go and keep up with what Mr. Bill Victor Arcan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm horrible with names. And welcome to the show.
I know that.
But it is, unfortunately, we're at that time, sir.
Yep.
But I appreciate you coming on and talking about Staycation. Definitely would like to have both of you on again very soon. Sooner than 8 years, that's for sure.
No, definitely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And again, if you want to go and check out everything that Russell Emmanuel is doing, you can go to his website, www.russem.com. I also follow him on the Facebook, so anytime he posts about every single time one of his films wins an award, which is literally twice a day, it gets posted in Pop Culture Booms News. Don't be sorry.
Right? Yeah.
But we have to hit this hard break before this music ends. So, gentlemen, thank you again. You both have a Merry Christmas, and I'll be talking to you both very soon in next year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Okay. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And for everybody listening, we'll be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.